You would have also seen a big story today is the PRASA board being dissolved and the company being placed under administration. And obviously we've seen through the years a lot of malfeasance happening via a lot of the state-owned entities, and PRASA really suffering from that corruption and malfeasance that we've seen. We've actually got Ayanda Ali Payne, who's the spokesperson for the Ministry of Transport, the minister making the announcement earlier on this afternoon. Ayanda, many thanks for your time this evening. For those who weren't privy to the press conference that the minister held this afternoon, give us his rationale for dissolving the board and placing PRASA under administration.
Well, a very good evening to you and evening to your listeners as well. Thank you very much for this opportunity that you have given us. So it's been a very busy day for Minister Mbalula today. He started it off with a meeting with the officials and staff management of PRASA itself. The various regions were also listening in just to make sure that they get the marching orders from the minister. The minister then moved to have that press briefing that you just touched on now, but he also, subsequent to that, held a meeting with unions, UNDU, NUMSA, and SATAO. And there was a general consensus among all the stakeholders that were engaged today that there are deep-seated problems that are prevalent in PRASA and that need to be dealt with as a matter of urgency. Now, in 2016-2017 financial year, PRASA went through two boards. The next financial year, we saw a whopping four boards that went through that particular entity. And it was the minister's view that we don't need another interim board, we don't need another permanent board at the moment, because the extent of the rot is just way too deep. What we need is someone who is going to have the powers of a board and the powers of a group CEO in order to effect change at a pace that will turn things around. And once we are then able to stabilize operations at PRASA, a permanent board can be appointed, which will then appoint a permanent group CEO. So in a nutshell, that was the thinking behind the minister's decision to bring about this administration and the administrator by the name of Bongisizwe Mbondo. This is to expedite service delivery, to root out some of those issues, and to try and steady the ship, as it were, sooner rather than later.
I mean, with updates that the now previous board would give us, it looked like there was some progress, albeit very little, that was being made in terms of rooting out some of that rot and really trying to optimize operations via train commute and whatnot. I just want to get a sense, under this administration, how long is it going to take, given that we've started to see some form of movement in terms of turning around the organization? Are you confident that this is not going to take too long?
Indeed, and I think one must hasten to add that this is not to cast aspersions on the persons that formed the interim board. They are professionals with skills and expertise, but for the requirements of PRASA, the turnaround time was such that we needed to see change happen at a faster pace. There have been some improvements, you're quite right, especially since the introduction of the war room. We saw issues that were being dealt with. We saw Pinarsport, for example, their service improving quite drastically. But also, we saw a degeneration in terms of the financial stability of PRASA. The Auditor General issuing a disclaimer, which is the worst report that PRASA has ever received. And so, Minister, was also view that if we're going to turn things around as quickly as we needed them to, especially in light with the security issues that have been seen, the vandalism and the burning of train carriages, we need to speed things up, as it were. So what an administrator does, in essence, is to cut out the bureaucracy, is to cut out that which takes time in order to get things approved, so that once we can approve things speedily, spending on modernization and getting a new fleet, making sure that the trains run on time, affecting those decisive actions and decisions that need to be taken in order to make sure that there's safety and security. Once we can get that in place, then we can bring about a board that will steady the ship even further and continue with operations.
Has the new administrator, Ayanda, taken the minister into his confidence as to what he's going to be focusing on as an immediate priority upon taking on this task?
Well, yes, the administrator has already hit the ground running. He's got a wealth of experience as an entrepreneur. He's got an extensive record in corporate governance. He's worked with a number of public institutions to improve their operational efficiencies. He's sat on a number of boards. He's written extensively about a diverse number of issues as they pertain to transportation. So this is someone who's got a wealth of knowledge in this particular sector, and his job primarily is to make sure that the findings of the Auditor General and the Public Protector, when the report derailed was issued out, that those particular issues that were highlighted are dealt with as a matter of urgency, so that we don't find the AG issuing another disclaimer, you know, so that we don't find ourselves repeating some of the discrepancies that were found by the Public Protector. So first and foremost is to do that, that those findings against PRASA, the remedial action and the recommendations are implemented. And of course, they go hand in hand with the work of the War Room, which, as I said, is to make sure that there is a decent service that is given to commuters who use rail transportation, a dignified service, and one that is efficient, affordable, and runs as would be required by even a minister if he were to use that particular transport every day.
Yeah, and then just a final update from you in terms of the progress in what's happened with the 18 carriages that were destroyed via arsonists. That's 60 million estimated to be lost there. Is there an update of the progress in those investigations?
Indeed, we are quite impressed with the work of the SAPS, and without me delving too much into the investigation, one would not want to jeopardize the progress that has been made. We have been able to release some footage of those individuals who participated in that arson. A reward of 100,000 rand has been given for anyone who's able to bring forth information that will lead to a successful conviction. We are told that there's steady headway and progress that has been made, but again, that is the terrain of facts. I wouldn't want to get too much into that. But Minister Mbalula is adamant that we'll be able to nip such incidents in the bud so that they don't continue to manifest themselves and take us 10 steps backwards. Because as you know, now we must not only find new carriages, we need to refurbish the ones that were burnt and a whopping cost at that.
Right. Ayanda Ali Payne, thank you very much. She's a spokesperson for the Ministry of Transport, giving us an update of that dissolved PRASA board, as well as the company being placed under administration and what exactly that means for the state-owned entity in the medium to long term.